So he's doing all the things we're asking our players to do, and he's having success. So I think that's a message to our team is stick with the program, and you'll have success.
When a player starts playing like that, Coach, and as you say, the rest of the team kind of watches him, does he become very appealing to have them on your line?
This guy's hot right now. Well, and he's such a good line mate. You know, it's not about him. If you know anything about Brent Baltus, it's about the team. It's about the team. And that's the way he is. And he's going to do whatever he can to help make the guys around him better. And you really appreciate that. He's a guy you want to play with because he's so positive. He's such a good, young man that, just the energy and the positive attitude that he brings, it's infectious. I mean, you would want to play with him. You know, there's certain guys who can be a little hard to play with, because they're crabby or things aren't going their way or whatever. I mean, it's difficult or they have that negativity a little bit too much to them. And you're always trying to change that. But, well, Brent Baltus, man, I'd take him on my line anytime.
And you talk about that block shot. We talked to him about that after the game, too, and how he was still so mad at himself after he blocked that shot because he didn't get it out. Right before that, the reason why there was such a scramble there, and he was still upset of himself the next day for not getting that puck out.
Well, he's into it. He's into it. He's listening. He's buying in. He understands, and the beauty of it is he's having success too now. So it goes hand in hand, and I just expect him. He's one of those young players that like we see a lot of them. They come in and they struggle a little bit, and eventually you find your way if you stay with it, if you stick to it. And, we have some other guys struggling a little bit right now that maybe had some success last year. Well, now you got to get – it's never going to be the same. Even though you had one good year last year, it doesn't guarantee you that the following year you're going to have that success. You have to – here's the thing. Most guys think, well, if I do the same thing. No. You got to work harder. You got to do more. You've got to continually get better, find ways to get better, improve your game. And expand your game, and that's what I like Brent Baltus, and he's done that, and came back in great shape. He spent most of the summer here, and it's starting to pay off for him.
Well, you've coached this game for so long, Coach. How many?
Yeah, a handful. Not that old.
No, but I mean a handful of players, maybe in your career have the exact same type of year every year. Very few, I would imagine. I mean, it's up and down usually, and sometimes it gets better and better.
Well, there are a lot of things that go on, whether it's injuries or line mates or, outside distractions, all of a sudden how you handle success, how you handle when you're struggling. There's so much of it. That's why, this team psychology and team psychologists are so important now and why teams hire them. I mean, just it's a full-time job just trying to handle attitudes. But so much of it's your attitude. So I've got a real good paper, and I haven't given out to our team that this year. I usually do, but it just talks about attitude. You can't control the past. You can't control the weather. You can't control so many things. But the one thing you can really control is your attitude and your approach that you bring to whatever it might be. And it's not just hockey, just, daily life. It's just coming in the office day today, Dirk. You can be grumpy and upset and then let something, the weather keep you down or whatever. You can come in, I'm going to have a great day today. Whatever's happened. So, and it's like it says in the paper, it's usually, it's 90% really of how you're going to handle what happened. And it's just 10% of, you can't control that what's happened, but you have a big say in how you're going to react to it and how you're going to deal with, whether it's adversity or success or whatever it might be. So there you go.
Very good.
So it's attitude, and Brent Baltus has got a great attitude.
I had a wonderful attitude after Tanner Carroll scored the game-winning goal.
He's had to come back outside of the zone now. Pianola circling at his own blue line. Makes a move one way, goes the other. And we'll get it in deep. Here's Pianola walking in. Looks to shoot. Does the rebound. Scores! Tanner Carroll with the goal. Pianola the assist. And the Huskies get their first lead of the game. A power play goal with 9:41 remaining.
What a play by Blake Pianola. Right from his own blue line all the way in. And he said that he told me that, just shoot it on net, hope for a rebound, and he knew Tanner was there.
Well, he started the play by, gaining the puck in the neutral zone and then working his way, through two players. And I thought the one, when he was coming in over the offensive blue line, the defenseman sort of had the angle on him and was going to sort of take him out. But Blake, was so strong, and he just blew by the guy and sort of threw him off and really walked right into the net. And took a good shot. The beauty of it is he hits the net, and at least you have an opportunity for a rebound. We got so many guys missing the net now, and you don't get that second chance. So Good for Blake. Big goal. Huge momentum lift, and we finally have dug ourselves out of that 2-0 hole. We worked our way all the way back, first lead of the game.
And we played great. I mean, the rest of the game, I thought we did a great job of keeping them away. I mean, they were pressing there pretty good, but blocking shots, like you said, with Brent Baltus and some of the other guys really did a nice job.
Well, really, the last, even we had a face-off, I think, in our zone with 35 seconds
left. Yeah, yeah.
After that, they didn't get a shot on goal. I mean, we did a real nice job, and I think they thought they had a little more time, too, and they were taking their time on the outside, moving the puck around, and we were fine with that. And that was good. So big win, and you know, unfortunately, that was the only lead we had the whole weekend. Yeah. That 9 minutes and whatever it is, and you know, you're not going to win a lot of hockey games when you're trailing most of the weekend. But having said that, huge win for a lot of reasons. You know, gutsy effort playing a team that hadn't lost since November, that had only lost one game on the road. Dirk, the road record coming in was fantastic. Goaltender hadn't lost all year. I mean, you can slice it and dissect it any way you want. And I like the way we played for the most part. I liked our team on the weekend for the most part, you know, and that's a good sign. You know, some games you're going to win and you're going to go, oh boy, I didn't, you know, we're lucky or we didn't like the team or whatever. This, you know, for the most part, I liked a lot of things about our team this weekend.
All right. Final score, 4-3 Michigan Tech. Huge win for the Huskies against 7th-ranked Bowling Green. And we'll go to Saturday night's game in just a little bit as the Mel Pearson Show will continue. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5 Monday through Friday, noon till 4 Saturday. The public is always welcome. The Silverado 1500 was built to be strong. Strong enough to be named North American Truck of the Year. And now they're getting even stronger with two more ways to flex more muscle. The new 2015 Silverado 2500 Heavy Duties. Both come with available Allison Transmission and Duramax Diesel. Legendary names backed by over 100 billion miles of real world experience. Strong just got stronger. Stop by Kissel Chevy in Calumet and see Charlie, Dave, or Mario.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We're going to Saturday night's game against Bowling Green after a win on Friday night. The Huskies were hoping for a sweep, but no scoring again in the first period of the second game. But, boy, I thought a really good first period, Coach, by the Huskies Saturday night. We outshoot the Falcons 16-10 in that first period, and I thought it was a legitimately great 20 minutes of play.
Well, a lot more going on, I think, the first period on Saturday than was on Friday night, and you could see we had the, you know, C.J. Ike walked in. You know, we had a couple real good chances, actually, early in that first period to, you know, take the lead. They had a couple chances, too, in that first period, so I thought there was a lot more action or a little more activity as far as offensively than the first night.
So we go to the second period, no score, and we give up three straight goals, starting with Cusera.
Shot from the point. Wide of the Husky goal, another turnover. Here's Tate walking in front. Loose puck in front of Phillips. He goes back to the point, and now it is Cusera with a shot. Scored! Went right through Jamie Phillips and in. Phillips thought he had it. And all of a sudden, the red light went on, and again, Bowling Green gets the first goal of the game.
I know you weren't happy with that one, Coach, and it looks like it went between the arm and the body of Jamie. Is that how you saw it?
Well, yeah, I think somewhere in there, and I think he's just trying to squeeze it, and it actually squeezed through him. So, tough goal to give up because we were playing pretty well, you know, and that's the thing about it. I mean, you have to take advantage of your opportunities, and that's part of it too. So this isn't all on Jamie, obviously, and you know, he's played really well for us this year. And we we have to take advantage of our chances when we